98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Monday's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Hiya.
Remember when you were doing the Jerry Conway Fitness?
Yeah.
And you gave up coffee.
Yeah.
And you said that, you're probably going to go through the withdrawals and everything because it's caffeine.
Yeah, but I was using a pre-workout which had caffeine in it.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, the only reason I'm asking you is because I'm going to have to apologise because over the next couple of weeks, I may become quite ratty.
More ratty than you are.
I was going to say only in the next 4 weeks as I'm a beacon of positivity and sunshine for the rest of the time because my blood sugar levels are going to go quite low. My body's going to be asking me to eat lots of things that I'm not allowed to eat. And so as a result, I'm going to become very like...
But there is supplements and stuff like that you can take to counteract that.
I don't do drugs, Stephen. Anymore.
No, like health supplements. And what? Workout supplements.
What type of stuff?
It's like what do you drink when you're working out?
Nothing. I take a load of pills that say do not eat on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I stab myself with some horse semen. And I say, I take after work, I take a gainer because I don't put on a lot of weight.
Well, why don't you have some, BCAAs or aminos and all those? Because you're getting that kind of sweet kick, but it's not sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps your recovery better. You don't ache as much afterwards.
Well, either way, I'm not allowed to have like potatoes and stuff. Do you know the way when I was going to shops, like just have all the salmon bread? Now, bread is a really big one. Bread. I can't have the bread, by the way. This is not like a stupid diet. I can eat the bread if I want, but then I can't have something else because it adds up to your... So basically, your calories are like a certain amount. And if you eat that, you don't put on weight or you don't gain weight. If you eat more than that, you start gaining weight. If you eat less than that, you start losing weight. So I'm on the lower part now, and I can't go over it, or else I'll start putting on more weight.
So you're doing small portion sizes every like 2 hours or something like that, or just
I can do whatever I want. I can have a load in the morning. I just kind of have a load at the evening. It makes sense. It's just annoying, and I can tell my missus is so annoyed by it. It's like that's stupid, and it's really Michael, our boss, and Kieran O'Connor, who's on weekend show and a weekday show.
Yeah.
As well. He has done it and does it, and he says it's a pain in the hoop. He's right.
Yeah.
If you make a homemade thing like you do all the time with your homemade crap,
yeah.
How do you measure that? It's very hard to measure the calories and everything.
Well, if you're not putting sugar in it or anything like that, there is a guide that you can use. But if you want to put salmon in, you know how many calories are in the salmon.
Do you though? Because it ranges from different portion sizes to different manufacturers. Like a lot of American manufacturers. On
yeah,
the
but
app
look at the packet that you're buying your salmon.
That's what I mean. So yeah. Beep. Scan it.
Yeah. Right?
You don't need to put it in. Scan it. But if I go over to your gaff and you're like, I made all this homemade hummus and nettle soup and everything, I don't know what you're putting in.
Homemade hummus and nettle soup.
You know, I don't know what's in the hummus. But anyway, so that's me for the next 4 weeks.
Chickpeas, tahini, lemon and garlic.
Yeah, it sounds like hummus.
Yeah.
Where did you get what? Tesco, Dunn's? Pain in the hoop.
Oh, I know.
I think you should go on it too.
What?
The diet.
The cutting one?
The whole thing. Because then we can both be dickheads to Suze.
Ripped.
Well, rips are like, I just want you to have low blood sugar levels so that I don't look as bad.
Yeah, but like I went through the whole low blood sugar thing and the no caffeine thing, and I wasn't angry with you.
Morning, Suze.
Was I?
Suze, do you remember when Cooper went on the Jerry Conroy 57-week program?
Yeah, the 8-week challenge that turned out to be like 20 weeks.
And so he went all ratty and stuff because he couldn't have coffee.
Yeah. Oh yeah, God, do you remember that?
No, yeah. You're both lying.
Yeah, no, there was. He only lasted off the coffee about 2 weeks, I'd say.
Yeah, because I was allowed to go back on coffee.
Because so you were glad. So ratty.
No.
I'm so glad I asked her to come in.
No,
so
I wasn't
glad.
Ratty.
Well, anyway, I'm going to be ratty for the next 4 weeks because I'm not allowed to have potatoes and stuff like that. And bread.
Carbs.
So, carbs, yeah. So good luck.
What's the point?
Huh? Six
What's
packs.
The point?
Actually, who are you doing this for? Is this
Me.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and my Instagram.
Life's for living and eating carbs.
4 weeks out of my life. Like, I mean, what have I been doing before this? Eating everything. Yeah. Like, so I'm allowed. God, you guys are so judgmental.
Okay, I'll come back for...
We're literally just wrapping up.
No, we're done now.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're wrapping.
Happy birthday, Suze.
Happy Thank birthday, you. Suze. You look it.
Yeah, your cake, yeah, your cake took up my weekend.
Did it?
Yeah. Because we had to go shopping. And on the way to the shop, we got a puncture. So that took another hour out of our day. And then on the way back, we just stop off somewhere else. And then we got home and started the cake. And then
so it's like a cake with a guilt trip.
Yeah,
so
he wanted
it,
yeah. The end of the podcast.
Guilt trip of all the chocolates and the marshmallows and the biscuit.
Right, enjoy the big breakfast. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Oh, Suze, tell them to subscribe.
Oh, please subscribe. 98.
Late FM's
Being So What You Love. Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved on 98FM. It's 6:12. Good morning.
I'm kind of aware that you might think the next couple of minutes is a sort of an ad where I've been paid to talk about this thing, but it's not. I'm just so happens that what I'm talking about has a little thing attached to it. But I'm not paid by anybody. I'd love to be, but I'm not. So I think if you cast your mind back maybe a month and a half. Remember, I made that choice to eat as much as possible in the hopes of putting on some sort of weight, getting to 13 stone, because the holidays were coming up soon. So I got 13 stone.
Congrats.
Even though I got sick and lost half of what I'd put on. And it was very, very annoying. So now I've reached the point of 13 stone. Yay, right? So now what? So now I've slightly changed everything and I have to look at the calories that I'm eating, right? And I've gone against my better judgment, and I've started to count calories.
Oh God!
I know, right? So I got this app. I won't even name the app because then people will definitely think I'm not being paid for. But you put in what you have. Like, I'm gonna have porridge in a second, right? So it says 189 calories. Put that in. It says, Grandje, you can still have 1,801, and you'll be fine. So it I've already put in all the stuff of what I want, and it tells me how much I've left. So technically, I could eat like chocolate. I could eat cake as long as I'm under the thing. I'm fine.
18 bowls of porridge a day.
Imagine. So you can really, I mean, it's up to you. Because as long as you're in a deficit for your calories, you'll burn the fat away. So I could eat really anything, but I have to stay under that. So last night, my missus hates it, obviously. I did it wrong. I did it backwards by accident. So for lunch, I had like a really big thing. And I cooked her dinner. And she's like, what do you have? And I said, don't ask. Because I only have 60-something calories left. She goes, well, what has 60-something calories? I was like, don't ask. Just, and don't make reference to it when I bring it out and I'm eating it next to you. So she had lovely salmon and asparagus and there was a rocket and lovely little bit of thing and some sauces and everything. I came out with an egg. It was just an egg. A poached egg. And I was 4 calories over, so I'm raging.
You gave her salmon and rocket.
Salmon and rocket, yeah.
What are you two up to?
Why? Does that do stuff?
Yeah, rocket is a natural aphrodisiac.
Well, for Dizzy this act, am I right? That's terrible.
It's a gala, sweet love of the 98 FM. Just for you two, huh?
Oh, now I get it.
Right, yeah.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Ellie Goulding, Close to Me on 98 FM at 6:21. Good morning. It's a Big Breakfast.
I think it's after happening, Luke. I think my daughter has her first crush.
Ah, oh, stop.
But she's not saying anything, but it's very obvious.
Let me change the music.
Elizabeth is going to be 11 next month. Right?
First crush?
First obvious crush.
Yeah, that you've known of.
Yeah, that I've known of. And I kind of noticed it over the last couple of weeks since the Six Nations has started. So,
oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, that's fine. Oh. So, you know, Ireland played France yesterday and beat them 26-14, which was fantastic. Great game. The kids and their school went to a training session there a couple of weeks ago to the Aviva ahead of one of the games. And they were so happy. They brought their jerseys and their flags. Couldn't wait to try and get signatures from all the team members, but one in particular. And when we're looking at the line-out just before the game kicked off yesterday, before even the national anthem started, when President Michael D. Higgins is walking up shaking hands with everybody.
I hope she doesn't have a crush on Michael D. Higgins.
It's weird. She's like, where's Johnny Sexton?
Really?
Yeah.
Of all them?
Johnny Sexton.
Really?
Yeah. So,
Come on.
So I was like, damn it, I wish I was recording that. But I did capture a moment during one of the many tries yesterday. Yes, Johnny.
Yes, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, you can tell she's got that.
Yeah, the little twinkle in her eyes. She's looking at what's going on.
You're nip that in the bud, though, will you? Because I went to college with a lot of rugby people and I watched all the girls fall for them. And then a year later, all the girls said, why didn't you stop me? He's the flipping idiot. Look at him, side of a bus.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I grew up rugby and Lisa's family all grew up rugby. All of her brothers played rugby and they're all fine, so.
Well, the nip it in the butt, that doesn't stop. It's irrelevant. I was going to play a different Robbie Williams song, but I said we might as well do this one.
Nice.
Yeah, so I got to keep an eye on that then.
Well, you in college. It's all right now to fascinate.
Oh, no, she's never going to college. She's staying at home for the rest of her life. It's Robbie Williams with Kylie Kids. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning, 6:23.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Lad Luxury Body. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's 7:05. Good morning.
Good morning. Every now and again, something pops into the studio that divides us. And I gotta say, a couple of months back, this really divided us. Suzanne feels very passionately about this. Suzanne, if you could, give us a bit of a recap.
A little bit of a recap. Yeah. So before Christmas, don't know if anyone remembers, Luke organised a group for the whole company, a race meet at, karting, Colmore karting. And he invited everyone from the company. He said, if you want to come along, have a bit of fun, there'll be a prize of a weekend away in a lovely hotel to win. And people turned up, they went along. But Luke, who has a background in racing, won at Colmore karting and then said, I'm just going to keep the holiday for myself. Which I don't think is fair. I think if you arrange something like that, you source a prize, you're not eligible to win it. You can't. It's for the people you invited to come along.
I'm so angry about this, I'm not even talking to you about it.
That's been months. It's such a crap way of looking at it.
It's not.
You organise a fun day out with a fun prize and some runner-up prizes, by the way. There was second and third and also slowest prize. So I didn't just look after the first person. And I won, so I win the prize.
No.
This is the prize. You come first, you win it. I came first.
No. Look at this. Look at it like this. It's like Usain Bolt organising a race in his local parish. And he's, do you know what? I'm going to take part. What's the prize? That's €1 million. You say, he's like done in 2 seconds. Everyone's trailing behind.
He came first.
No, you can't do that.
Look, this is real 2019 mentality of like, you know, practice makes you better. And, you know, runner-up prizes, participation awards. No, that's crap. First comes first.
It's nothing to do with that. If you organise something for other people to join in and stuff like this, you can't, knowing that you race semi-professionally, you can't do that.
Well, if you can remember this conversation a couple of months back, you remember that we chatted to a guy called Colin. Here's what he said. Good morning, Colin.
How are you keeping?
Colin, all talk, huh?
That's it. Well, takes one to know one, you know.
Are you any good yourself?
I'm all right. I've done a couple of track days and did karting a couple of times, all right. So I wouldn't be as professional as yourself in mind.
So do you reckon that you could beat Luke if we did the same track again?
Yeah, I reckon either myself or two of my mates would be able to do it.
Two of his mates. Oh, 3-on-1, is it? That's mean.
No, we'll bring along a couple of other listeners, you know.
So that's what we're going to do.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Next week at Colmore Karting, we're going to have a day, a Beat Luke day. And we're going to have the same prize or something better as the first place thing.
So you've organised a competition to race in Colmore Karting.
Again.
You're taking part and you're sourcing the prize.
Please don't let him win the prize.
Yeah. Now, hang on. If I win, I'm taking the bleeding prize,
yes,
again.
Yes, okay, but people are going to come along and they're going to beat you because you're not winning the prize again.
I doubt that.
So if you reckon you can beat, please beat him really, really hard, like.
Wow.
0877 98 98 98, and we're going to do this next week. Yeah,
it's next week, so you've got a week to do it. Tell your mates if you think you're fast enough.
All right, here's Traffy McCoy, Billionaire. It's 98FM.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Ava Max on 98FM's 7:20. Good morning.
Oh, it's getting serious now. So, challenges have been coming in to beat me at a race at Colmore Karting next week. The prize is a weekend away. If you beat me, you win the prize. If I win, I'll win the prize.
So just to bring you up to speed of what happened was, a couple of months ago, Luke organised something similar with people in work.
Mm-hmm.
And because Luke semi-races professionally, he won, obviously, because he's got no fear around that track, and took the prize to himself and stood on that podium, had the trophy and everything. No fair.
So everyone, so people claim it's not fair. Other people claim it is totally fair, which I would be on your side. A few different WhatsApps in here. This is from Keith. He reckons that one of our traffic updaters, Wheel Alignment Alan, could do it. Wheel Alignment Alan is very fast.
That is 100% a job for Wheel Alignment Alan. If anyone remembers a couple of years ago, Will and Eamon Allen absolutely stole the show.
He did, to be honest. He brought his own racing shoes. This came in
so
as well.
Do you reckon that was his secret?
Well, they're lighter. Here's Aaron.
Lads, I absolutely have what it takes to beat Luke on a go-kart track. With the amount of go-karting I used to play on the Super Nintendo, I could only be great.
Could only be great.
There's a difference now between Mario Kart and actual karting, but I hear you.
Kira, good morning.
Good morning.
You think you can beat me, is it?
No, I'm putting my boyfriend forward.
Oh.
I'm actually hiding in the bathroom so he doesn't hear me.
Oh, I hope it's a lovely relationship. And where are you hiding from your boyfriend from?
Because you'll kill me.
So do you think he's really fast, yeah?
Yeah, he used to do it years ago and he's still car mad, so I reckon he'd definitely beat you.
What did he used to do? Like race carts or?
Yeah.
That's not fair. That's an advantage.
No, it's not.
That was yours. You won and you did it.
Yeah, you tell it, Kira.
Go for it, Kira. Okay, so are you going to sign him up for this then?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, right,
you can be his moral support. You can bring a whole team along, yeah?
Sounds good.
All right, Kira. Well, it'd be very awkward for you now if he loses. But sure, look, thank you for that. All right, Kira.
Thanks for that.
Bye. These are all losing. These are all crap. I'm going to beat you up.
And Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Hold my girl.
George Ezra, hold my girl. It's 98FM, 7:45. Good morning. Luke, I think my daughter has her first crush that I've noticed.
Yeah, we were chatting about this earlier on in the show.
Yeah.
And hence the romantic music for you, Steve.
No, she's 11, doesn't need that. It's a crush, man.
It's a crush. Okay, go on.
So,
getting into it.
Over the last couple of weeks, watching Six Nations Rugby, we've noticed that she's always kind of like, where's Johnny Sexton? Where is he? So, and even yesterday after the Johnny Sexton try.
Have it here.
Yeah, have it.
Oh!
Gusto in that.
Sorry, just one more sec.
Johnny, yes, Johnny.
Is that Max and Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Johnny, yes, Johnny.
They sound very alike.
Max could be interested in Johnny Sexton as well. You never know. That's very cute, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I'm trying to remember back of when I was about her age of who I had a crush on.
So, what? She's 11.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. It was probably Sabrina. That song, Boys, Boys, Boys.
Sorry, I thought you were Sabrina's teenage rich.
No, that would same, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah?
It was more Sabrina's friend.
I hope Samantha Mumba doesn't take offence to this, but I think it was Samantha Mumba when I was that age. I think.
Really?
I mean, I might be a bit early. Producer Suze here, she's always a very weird fascination with people.
Oh, yeah.
What was your one?
I had a big crush on Peter Andre at Elizabeth's age. So much so that I had his poster on my wall, the one where he's standing in the water at the waterfall, and I put it on the back of my door so my mom wouldn't see it.
Yeah, but then you could see it the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. No.
It was the eyebrows, wasn't it, Cooper? Did you see her eyebrows go really high?
It was the way she said, oh yeah.
0877 98 98 98. I mean, like, innocent crush, like 11 years old. Like, you kind of don't know. You just like the guy or girl. Let us know. 0877 98 98 98.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Drake and Rihanna, Take Care, 98FM. It's 10 to 8. Good morning. No.
Oh, yeah. Inappropriate music the last time? Well, you ain't heard nothing yet. So, Cooper's little girl has got a little innocent crush on L. Sexton.
We suspect it.
Oh, sorry.
It's not a known thing. She hasn't said it, and it's just kind of like always wondering when we're watching rugby. Is Johnny playing?
Oh. Well, she's not the only one with innocent crushes. Back then, Tailgate Tracy, back in the day, she used to have one with Packy Bonner. In all fairness, though, she says, I think both male and female had crushes on him.
I agree.
He's a hero.
Yeah.
Marius sent us in this.
I say from the side of lads, we all had a crush on the Pamela Anderson, who is in About Tortoise from Baywatch. We all remember her well.
I do.
I love the way he's like, we all remember her well.
A lot of women have a crush on M50 Marius.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's very, very, very handsome.
Very, yeah. And his voice as well. We get texts saying, my ovaries. I had a huge crush on Jason Donovan. Donovan, sorry, says Karen. Is it? Who was he?
He was. He married Kylie, Charlene, and Neighbours back in the day.
Of course.
And the two of them were massive pop stars as well.
Roy Keane. I was obsessed with him. The beard, the Cork accent. Pity about Saipan. I was devastated.
Oh,
says
God,
Sue. Yeah, he's kissing him though would be like kissing concrete, no? That beard.
That beard looks lovely and soft. It's very George Clooney like as well, isn't it?
My crush was and still is Bruce Willis from 1982 to now. He was my poster in boarding school and I had a chance to meet him in 1998 and I choked. Rosie and Donnybrook, no!
Wow.
He wouldn't have had hair back then either. Oh, thank you for all those.
I agree on the Bruce Willis one as well, though.
Really? There's something in the way you roll your eyes. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. 5 questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98 FM's Greedy Guts.
Looking to take a cash office this morning is Ross. Good morning.
How you doing?
Morning, Ross.
Do you get one day off a week?
Self-given. It's self-inflicted, really.
Oh, I think he works for himself.
Oh, okay. What do you do, Ross?
I'm a personal trainer.
There you go, Luke. Yeah.
I could do one of them, yeah. Is it good work?
I love it. Wouldn't change it for a world.
Luke is going through a calorie counting time. He's literally got an app and yesterday for his dinner he had a poached egg because he's reached his limits.
I did it backwards, Ross. I had me dinner and me lunchtime and then at dinner time I could only have an egg.
I wouldn't recommend that either.
No, I ate everything. I did it arseways. I had everything at the start of the day. So
you ate the whole egg, did you?
Yeah, I ate the whole egg, man.
Ooh, you ate the yellow bit.
I know, yeah. Mm. Me cholesterol be through the roof.
Okay, Ross.
As long as it wasn't the Easter egg, it's all good.
She's right.
Do you know the rules?
I do indeed.
Excellent. All right, 5 questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong
and you're gone.
25 euro.
All right, let's get into this. Never mind the caloric deficits and apps and GAs. Okay, for 25 euro, who did Ireland beat in the Aviva yesterday?
France.
Here you go. Oui. Okay, 25 quid is yours, Russ. What do you want to do?
Go on.
50 euro.
Not a lot of people take that 25 and run. Although some people get the first question wrong though as well, so at least you passed that milestone.
True.
Happy days.
In what Irish county would you find Glendalough?
Wicklow.
It's actually in... Yeah, no, it is. panic.
Ross, 50 quid is all yours. You could take that money and go, or risk it and go for the next question to double it to 100 euro.
Sure, I'll risk it.
100 euro.
Do you like your cinema? Do you go to the movies?
I do.
Are you into Marvel? Any of those?
Yes, massively.
Oh, right. Well, then, you better get this immediately. Who plays Captain Marvel in the new movie?
Brie Larson.
In there, yes! I called her Brie Larson by accident last week and I got given out to...
It is Brie Larson.
Or Brie Lawson, sorry. Which is a different person or something.
You got 100 quid, Ross, you legend. Now, the next question doesn't just more than double, but you could lose it all.
200.
Yeah, go on, I'll risk it.
You're going to risk it?
I'll risk it.
Personal trainer, Ross.
250 euro.
Do you work for yourself?
No, I work out of a gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you could give yourself a plug.
Oh, I suppose I am in a way.
Okay, you seem to be doing well anyway, it's fine.
Yeah.
250 euro though, you could, this could be really good now. This is the big question, question 4. An octopus has 8 tentacles, but how many hearts?
2.
It's 3!
Between 2 and 3.
I'll say 2. I didn't know it was 3. What the hell?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's something Ross wasn't able to work out today. What?
Oh, God.
Ross.
You tell him, Ross. That was a crap.
Well,
joke.
You know what? I'm not going to even bother giving you cinema passes so you can go and see Captain Marvel.
We will, though, because you said you're a massive Marvel fan. We'll say it's Monday. Enjoy that, and you know, I might talk to you on our app that we have. All the fitness people have the same app, and we chat to each other.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll talk to you there, Ross.
A bit of macro discussions.
Yeah, a little macro. See you, Ross.
See you, lads.
Bye, 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 bye. Ah, that's Ross. Well, look, we play again tomorrow. You could win €500.
It is Monday, so we usually get kids' news on a Monday, don't we?
Yeah, we do. If you have something that happened to you over the course of the weekend, or something's going to happen this week, and you're a kid, you need to send us in your kids' news. Use the WhatsApp function on your phone. Bring the beat in. 0877 98 98 98. Ask politely.
It's Beyonce, Love on Top. 8:15, this is 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Yeah, okay, it's a bit of a special kids' news because we've got a pretty deadly prize.
Yeah, we want to send you to the Heineken Champions Cup quarterfinal against Ulster. You're going to be representing Leinster, champion and screaming at the moment because we've got a pair of tickets for you on March 30th.
Nice. There is an end of week prize. Someone's getting upgraded to be the mascot. We will tell you more about that because it is incredible. However, let's get to the kids' news, okay? This is brilliant. Thank you so much, by the way, to everybody for sending them in. If we didn't get a chance to play yours out, know that we listened to it and it was amazing. We just don't have the time because you have to get news and everything. And people want to hear about traffic. Cooper's mad to do the traffic.
Mad about mad. The traffic.
So here's a couple at random, yeah?
Here we go.
My name's Ryan and I'm 6 years old. Oh. And soon I'm going to turn 7.
There you go. In and out.
6, turning 7, Ryan, brilliant.
Cooper and Luke, hi. My name's Maddie and I had the best weekend. So first I went to my acting, okay. and then the next day I went to Comic-Con and I had so much fun.
What'd you dress as?
I dressed up as Metaton from Undertale.
Nice.
And I got pictures with lots of people. There's people from anime, cool. Star Wars.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. Bye.
I love it. I love the energy she has, like.
I'm actually very jealous of that child's weekend.
Hi, Cooper and Luke.
Hiya.
This is Sophie. My mummy and daddy bought me a big surprise, but they won't tell me what it is.
Classic parents. There probably is no surprise. No, Joe, no, they have. There is a surprise.
Yeah, there is now.
All right, next up.
Hi, Cooper and Luke.
Hiya.
Layla here. My mom and dad didn't go out for dirty points this weekend. Instead, we sat in and we watched a movie and we ate lots of sweets.
So that little girl texted in that her parents were having dirty pints last week, and obviously the parents have gone, here, would you WhatsApp in and say they were not going for dirty pints this weekend, please? And that we're
a wholesome weekend,
yeah.
Staying in, then we'd loads of sweets, damn it!
And finally, chosen at random, the winner of the tickets to go to the Heineken Champions Cup quarter final against Ulster on the 30th of March.
Hi 98FM, my kids' news is, yeah. I went to see my little cousin.
What's his name?
Sophia.
Ah, her name.
Bye. Happy Monday.
Yay. Well done. Thank you so much, everybody. That was great kids news.
We'll do it again next Monday.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Great. Don't feel like crying on 98FM. It's 20 to 9. This is the Big Breakfast. Good Monday morning.
So if you were listening on Friday, we had a bit of a treat for Suze. Well, we thought it was a treat. She was literally shaking the entire time. And that was a trip to Mondello to try out their BMW experience. You can go down and you can drive these BMW cars, these M cars. Technically, they're competition packs, so they're really souped up, right? But it's very, very safe. You have a racing instructor with you. It's on a closed track. Most of the time, just so happened to have the gumball was down there at the time driving their Porsches and everything around. But Suze was honestly having panic attacks.
Yeah.
There was a point that we were in the meeting room for the briefing beforehand, and I turned around and was like, where's Suze?
It's gone.
So she's lent it.
I'm not going to lie, I did consider it multiple times. Well, we were driving down, it was very wet.
It was.
And just so as I was like driving into Mondello, I could hear the roar of engines.
Aww.
And there was Porsches driving around. There was a Volkswagen Golf.
Yeah.
Older than my car.
An driving old GTI, around. Yeah.
And it freaked me out because they were going way faster than I could ever imagine driving around.
But you had fun in the end, did you?
I did.
Yeah.
Shout out to Noel, who took me around the course. He was brilliant instructor. He's like, do you want to use the gears? No, thanks.
Noel Roddy, he's very small but incredibly fast.
Brilliant, yeah. Speedy Gonzalez.
I raced against him in England and he overtook me. He's very, very good, yeah. All right, we have a bit of thing. This is actually Sue's getting out of the car.
This is getting out of the M2, which is a...
The blue one, as I called it.
Silver
yeah, there's
one.
The blue one, the silver one and the black one. Didn't know the names of any of them.
My heart is coming out of my chest, but I survived.
How much fun?
It was amazing. Oh my God, I don't want to go again and again and again.
You drove by and then four other cars chased after you. You know that, right? And you were scared about having people around you.
Yes.
So you hear the confidence. Hear all. Look at that. She's just exuding adrenaline. She was shaking.
Yeah, Noel said, you're a natural.
Oh, nice.
Born to race.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't say that, but I could sense you thinking it.
Well, here's the thing. We have a pass for someone to win, to go down and try the BMW racing experience completely for free. But we'd like you to try and figure out who was faster around the track, El Cooper or El Sous.
Now, I've driven that track. I could literally draw the track on a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, blindfolded.
And
could
like,
you?
Even the night before I was going through it in my head, I know all the corners.
Nice.
And I think the only downside that I might have been panicking about was the wet, but you know what, they're rear wheel drive cars, you know, you have fun sliding around the corner, so.
Sounds confident,
yeah. Yeah, but I didn't realise how good a driver I actually am. I took those corners quite fast, didn't skid out the back.
Nice.
But it went so fast, the car hopped along. So actually gained a few metres, it was going so fast.
So you reckon for your first time on a racetrack in those cars, and I've done it a few times, you reckon you've beaten me?
Absolutely.
98 FMs. Justin Timberlake Mirrors on 98 FM. It's 10 to 9. It's a big breakfast.
Adrenaline, petrol, smoke, tires, Mondello, Suze.
Seatbelts.
Sorry, seatbelts.
Safety first, always. Yeah.
We went down to a soaking wet Mondello to race in their new BMW M Experience. Suzanne, who has never done anything like this before, was flipping brilliant.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
But was she good enough to beat Stephen Cooper?
We didn't put your results up against this because you race all the time anyway. So
yeah, I kind of know.
There's no point.
Like you were laughing about visualising the corners. I literally have to do that before racing. So let's not get into me.
He
okay?
was beeping and flashing at me to get by me.
He flamed in the middle of the corner. He wouldn't move over. So I had to power slide around him. Who does that?
Literally in reverse, he overtook me.
All right. So here's the moment. What you've been doing is you've been texting and WhatsApping in to see who was faster. Was it Suze or was it Cooper? So we have the audio from the day when I exclusively revealed who was fastest.
Okay, you've got the results, Luke.
Okay, I have them here.
Come on.
Printed off a Mondello sheet. Suzanne Brennan, stop looking.
Yes.
128.1.
Woo, yes.
Nice.
Yes, get in.
Stephen Cooper, radio DJ. 132.5. Yes!
Got them mixed up.
No, I didn't.
Safety Steve strikes again.
The shade.
I must say, thanks to everyone that believed that I could do it. And who thought Cooper would win, really?
Well, Tara Green didn't. She's in Tala. She says, producer Sue, she sounds like a rebel. Plus, it was International Women's Day last week, so I'd say she gave it socks. You've just won a BMW M Experience to go down to Mondello and drive their M cars. Congratulations. And congratulations to Suzanne.
Thank you.
Safety Steve. 98
FMs. Big Breakfast. The 915 Mystery Machine. 98 FM.
So normally the 9:15 Mystery Machine is just sort of something we do, but we've teamed it together with Thrive Festival.
Yeah, it's on in the Convention Centre on March 30th and 31st. Is basically fitness, wellness, food experience under one roof, and we've got a pretty decent prize. We got a pair of tickets to go to Thrive, also a Sony Xperia L3 smartphone.
Oh.
Hello, like.
Hello. You thought the phone was in your hand, too.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello. It's not working. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Are you thriving, are you?
I'm thriving just about. It's Monday.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've won a pair of tickets to the Thrive Festival and an Xperia L3 smartphone just for getting on.
I actually can't believe it. That's class.
Boom.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Now, right? But I can, yeah. Just as easy as I gave, I can take it away, because if you're crap now, right, we need you to be great.
I'm here.
I'm joking. You're going to be fab. we'll get Cooper to push the button and we'll get going, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Big red one here and squeeze.
Okay, it says holistic or bullshit. Ooh, can't say that word. Holistic or bull word, okay. So essentially, okay. It says here that these are some fads that aren't actually, they don't make any sense. They're zero sense.
Okay.
And you gotta, I've put in a few ones that actually are real, and you gotta tell me whether they actually are true or false.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, God.
We'll let Cooper go first, cause, so you can see what happens.
Yeah. Best of luck, Laura.
Okay.
You too.
Is this a real thing or a fake thing? Activated charcoal in water. Ooh.
What?
Yeah, charcoal, bits of wood.
No. I don't think that's good to drink, is it?
It is
that's
a thing.
True.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you pull toxins out of your body. It's very good. Yeah, it's like a filtering system there.
Like charcoal underwear.
Okay, what about Laura? Is
right.
Camel milk. Was that a fad, do you think?
No, that's true.
It is true, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So there's almond milk, cashew milk, soy milk, and you can also get camel milk.
I never want to see anybody milk a camel.
It's expensive, too.
I would imagine so. Do you get the humps on the top? Is that what you're going squeezing?
I haven't thought about it in that much detail.
Stephen, Cooper.
Yes.
What about the way in which you intake sustenance? So as in the way that you eat food, you have to change it to make it go into your body better, smaller.
Use a straw. Yeah, sure, why not? I don't really Oh!
It is!
I don't understand, but yeah, okay.
So it's you eat quietly, apparently, at this.
Oh, here, my wife, did she write that one?
Okay, what about this one? Okay. Bee pollen in smoothie bowls.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
How does she know? You're doing so well.
Yeah.
Laura, are you giving like talks or something like this at the Thrive Festival?
No, I'm a PE teacher.
That's not fair. She has this.
Yeah. I'm fake, you're a PE teacher. You have an advantage.
Finally.
I don't tell the kids to do this. So go on.
One more to Cooper.
Right.
One more to Cooper. Oh, yeah. Not eating fruit because it has sugar. Is that good for your battery?
I've heard this being flipped around so many times, and I don't know what the last one was or what the new one is in 2019. So not eating fruit is good for you because of the sugar that you're not into. Yeah. No. What? I'm confused. Let's say false.
Why don't we ask the expert? Laura, what do you think?
No, you're supposed to eat the fruit.
Exactly.
It's probably a fad, though.
Yeah, but just not a lot of it. That's all it is. Congratulations, Laura. You've won the phone.
Yay!
You were great on the radio and you're going to Thrive Festival.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
That's not fair on you. She had it. She was in the field already, wasn't she?
I don't think she even cared. She's just like, I'm on the radio. I've won before I even have to play a game. But she still absolutely, she thrived.
Very good.
Yeah.
We will play again tomorrow. You can win tickets and a phone every day on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Ellie Goulding is on the way next on the Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. 98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
All right. What will we start with? Yeah, why not? Let's get emotional. Coming to an end. Well, the prequels and the movies. It's getting awfully close to the end of Game of Thrones. This particular season is the last one before they start going back and forward and making movies and everything. And it's not having a great effect on the people that are making it. So Emilia Clarke, who's got the best eyebrows in the business, they look like caterpillars, she said that she was literally wandering around aimlessly after she was given the script. She's just walking around. She couldn't deal with what she was reading. She says, it might as well have been raining. I would have walked into it not knowing what to do. There was loads of tears. That was the moment I realised that alcohol can also be a depressant. Yeah, that's true. It's very true. Always drink responsibly. Visit Drink Aware. I'm so nervous.
I'm not surprised. I'd be upset as well if I was making $500,000 per episode.
No.
Yeah.
The storyline, Steve. My God. Sure, your man that you love on that science comedian TV show. What's it called again?
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
Sheldon.
He makes
Jim Parsons
absolutely ridiculous money.
Oh, it's big money. It's bigger than Friends money.
And he can't even act. From that, then to I don't know if you know, but Drake has a cut of Michael Jackson. It's like it's on a part of his song, and he's actually dropped it from his tour because of the Leaving Neverland documentary that went out. The owner of the Simpsons cartoons, the writer, he's also dropped the episode of Lisa, It's Your Birthday. You remember that?
Mm.
Lisa, It's Your Birthday. Gone. So it's all gone. So that's another bit of gossip.
So that's confirmed that was Michael Jackson singing that?
I know. Yeah. Very good. Well, it sounded a lot like him. Oh, yeah, it was him. And then finally, Brie Larson. She's in Captain Marvel. Biggest movie of 2019. Which is incredible, considering it's taken so bloody long to come out. We watched it last week. I think it's up there. It's definitely not the best Marvel movie, but I do like Brie Larson. She popped into a cinema to just surprise some fans. I love when they do this.
I just heard that I was on the cup some popcorn and I wanted to see for myself. So thank you so much for coming. You guys are so awesome to come like opening weekend.
See, I love that. Americans love that stuff. They're Captain Marvel mad over there. So that was a gossip recording. Luke, there you go now. Got some gossip. Got something to talk about. You're in the office and someone says, what's going on? You can say, oh, it's your Brie Larson.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
One Republic, all the right moves on 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's 9:39.
Yeah, it is. And we got to say a massive happy birthday to producer Sue.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday to you.
I was not expecting
happy
this.
Happy birthday, dear Sue.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Okay. I actually just sent a message to my boyfriend Paddy and said the only person that wished me a happy birthday was my bank. They texted me to say happy birthday.
Yeah. So,
that's so lovely. Thanks a million.
Look at your cake.
Actually,
look.
She's scarlet now.
Blow out your candles.
Blow them out before they burn
the microphone. Yay! Thank you.
28. Fair play, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So do you want to do your one more tune story with everybody in there?
Absolutely not. Get out of here.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. Look at your cake. It says happy birthday, Sue.
Oh my God, it does. And all. I didn't even notice that.
Thanks, everyone.
I've totally lost my train of thought.
Yeah, they were asking me, should we do it before the One More Tune story or after? I was like, do it before, then she'll have to do the story.
Flustered.
I am a bit. Okay.
Shout out to Elizabeth, by the way, who made that cake.
Yeah.
Really? Did she?
Her
She's
daughter.
His daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, is it safe to eat?
It's 100% safe to eat.
Now, okay, I'm going to launch into One More Tune now. So Cooper, you can put down
the camera,
the phone,
the dad
recording
phone.
Me. Yes, one for the memory box. Okay, we were talking about a massive debate that rolls on throughout society, really, for a One More Tune story today. So I want your song suggestions based on this. There might be an obvious song suggestion. We'll see in time. Okay, so hands up in the room. Everyone that's here, that's left. Who is a Nickelback fan?
I like them.
Yeah,
songs,
yeah. See, I knew Cooper would be. Nickelback, through history, people hate them, really. Yeah,
that's because the internet told people to hate them.
Before the internet was around, people hated them.
Yeah, I still hated them. I have a theory that people who like Nickelback also like The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Would I be correct?
He's right.
What is this? What's going on?
We have a this is a live recording of one of their concerts there. Look. Okay. There's no one there. So,
the debate has made it as far as the US House, which is the equivalent of our adults, where the Democrats and the Republicans argue with each other, mm-hmm. essentially. Oh. They were discussing a recent provision recently, and the Democrats... What are you laughing at? They were having an argument about some policies, and Nickelback came up as an example. I have a little bit of audio from it, actually. This is how one of the politicians says that only 4 in 77,000 wanted this provision, and he makes a comparison to people wanting to listen to Nickelback.
77,000 people did comment. Only 4
wanted to keep this provision. Everyone else wanted to change this out of 77,000.
What?
That's probably about the percent of people who think Nickelback is their favorite band in this country. Oh. It's pretty low. And I think if you look at Nickelback's your favorite band, I apologize to the gentleman.
Why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Wow. All right. One more reason why there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans. Clearly found on the floor of Congress today.
So if you're ever wondering if the U.S. is in safe hands, they're arguing about Nickelback.
Who are Canadian. So the argument isn't even there.
So the obvious song suggestion I'm going to go with this morning is Nickelback.
Yes. This time I'm mistaken
for handing you a hug worth breaking. Oh, turn it off.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
We flustered her, so we did.
You all secretly love... You sang Nickelback last week without realising it was Nickelback.
Yeah, I lost a bet and I had to do it.
And
on
our most listened to podcast is Chatting to Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Because people hate things. They listen to it.
No, they don't.
There you go, there's
what
your story.
Song do you want? Love or hate? Okay. 0877-98-98-98. Oh, that tune. Juice Lizzo's on the way next in The Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Lizzo, Juice on 98FM. It's now cowboy time.
10 to 10. Suzanne, happy birthday.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
I know you're probably thinking about the cake in front of you that you want to eat, but could you summarise your one more tune, sorry?
Yeah, I'll do it really quickly so I can get into the cake.
She literally has a cake in front of her jaw.
Under my nose, to be honest.
I could summarise it for you in three words if you like.
Go on.
Y'all hate Nickelback.
Yeah, they're debating the merits of Nickelback in US Congress this week. And, very heated debate because everyone hates Nickelback.
True. Yeah.
Well, not everyone.
Everybody with a thought in their head.
Yeah.
How about Kings of Leon fans, because they don't have anyone? I like that. I could listen to that all day. The game, hate it or love us. Mainly hate it though, let's be honest. None of those have won though.
Now, Siobhan has suggested, how about we play the poor man's Nickelback? Because they sounded a bit like them. She hates me.
Oh,
we hate Nickelback. We could change it for one day.
Bit of puddle of mud. Bit of a tune though, isn't it?
It is.
It's one more tune on 98FM.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.